For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The Mississippi River is expected to reach its high water mark today. For the Mid-South, the unusual winter flood has provided more spectacle than threat.
I'm seeing a very wide expanse of water.
Annette Brown Forbes was among those who visited the Harbortown neighborhood on Mud Island this week to view a flooded park.
A few days ago, I could walk all the way out there, and now I'm standing right on the edge of the Mississippi. This is crazy.
Not quite as crazy as the spring flood of 2011, when the Mississippi rose nearly 8 feet higher than today's predicted crest of about 40 feet. That widespread flooding caused nearly $12 million in damage in Shelby County alone. Though no damage or injuries were reported by Thursday evening, the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency maintained a level 4 monitoring of the flood, one grade above normal operations. David Perkey, Governor Haslam's Homeland Security Advisor, explained the caution.
We tend in this business to overprepare. You just plan for the worst and hope for the best.
Meanwhile, a close eye is being kept on the levees and pumping stations that keep much of this region on both sides of the river from going underwater. Shane Callahan is with the Army Corps of Engineers.
They're looking at any signs of seepage or water emerging land side of the levee or flood wall.
Callahan says that when the waters recede, repairs will need to be made before spring, when the Mississippi River normally floods. But before that can happen,
Congress still has to authorize and fund those repairs.
For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.